We welcome you to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And what we were doing in our last class session was studying the life of Peter. And we were going an overview of Peter's life, hitting on some of the high points. Now this was compiled, this little overview, was compiled by E.A. Elam for a Sunday school lesson for July the 15th of 1923. And what he did after doing that, we didn't quite get through with this overview. And looking back over what he had done in compiling this, he also has the scriptures for many of these things right beside the facts that he gives about Peter's life. And I thought it would be good today to go back and look at this again, and this time go back and read some of those scriptures, because Peter's life is so interesting and there's so much involved. We'll be spending several class periods studying the life of Peter as one of the great men of the New Testament. And in so doing, we're going to learn some very interesting Bible truths that come to light to us as we study his life. And so, we're going to begin in just a few moments when we first meet Peter in John chapter 1. And I'll explain that in just a moment. But as we do, I want to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And as a guide for the lessons, we're looking at old Sunday school lessons that would have been studied by our grandparents, or maybe our great-grandparents, going back almost 100 years. And this is a Sunday school lesson for the July 15th, 1923, compiled by E.A. Elam. You might wonder what value and what benefit would it be to go back to such old Sunday school lessons. And the reason these lessons are good is because these lessons are not really commentaries on the times, they're Bible studies. And so much has changed since 1923, but the Bible hasn't changed, the truths it teaches hasn't changed, and the benefit we can have by going back and studying the Bible hasn't changed. And so we're very fortunate that we have these old lessons preserved in this way, and that we can present them in this radio Bible school. Now, in this view of Peter's life, we first meet Peter in John chapter 1, verses 40 through 42. He was brother to Andrew and was led to Christ by Andrew. His name was Simon. That's his father's name. His name was Simon. His father's name was John, or Jonas, as is called in Matthew 16:17, or Jonah in the margin. And Jesus is the one that changes his name to Cephas, which by interpretation is Peter, or by interpretation is a stone. Now let me read that account to you, and we're going to see it's his brother Andrew that brings Peter to Jesus. Every time we read about Andrew, or just about every time, he's bringing someone to Jesus. He's the one that brought the little lad to Jesus when they were out in the wilderness and there were the many thousands to be fed and he just had a few loaves and fishes. And it was Andrew that brought that lad with that few provisions to Jesus when Jesus fed those thousands. It was Andrew on another occasion that brought Gentiles to Jesus. And this time Andrew is bringing Peter. There's a great lesson we can learn from Andrew. We can't all be a Peter and be a great proclaimer of God's word and do all the great things that Peter did as a great preacher. But you know, we can bring a Peter to Jesus. We can always bring someone. And that's what Andrew teaches us. Let's look at this text. John chapter 1, 40 and 42. One of the two that heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He findeth first his own brother Simon, and said unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked upon him and said, Thou art Simon, the son of John. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which by interpretation is Peter. Now the footnote in the American Standard Version tells us, by interpretation is rock or stone. And the King James Version goes ahead and tells us that the name Cephas means stone. And that's going to become important later on as we get into another part of our lesson. Now, he became a disciple of Jesus, Peter did, and resided at Bethsaida. And he was a fisherman by trade, and his partners were Andrew and James and John. And he was later called to be an apostle and sent out with the other 11. He healed Jesus came into Peter's house and healed his wife's mother while she lay sick of a fever. We read about that in Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 and 15. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick of a fever, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Now, we read on that Peter became a believer. He was called to follow Jesus. And there was one occasion in which Peter walked on the sea toward Jesus. We read this account in Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. It says, And straightway he constrained the disciples to enter into the boat and to go before him to the other side till he should send the multitudes away. And after he'd sent the multitudes away, he went up into the mountain apart to pray. And when even was come, he was there alone. But the boat was now in the midst of the sea, distressed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a ghost. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the waters. And he said, Come. Peter went down from the boat and walked upon the waters to come to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink and cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and took hold of him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were gone up into the boat, the wind ceased. And they that were in the boat worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Now, I know Peter is often criticized for this lack of faith, and indeed justly so, for Jesus criticized him as well, saying, O thee of little faith. But I want you to notice something about the character of Peter here. Peter actually got out of the boat and began to walk toward Jesus. It was when he had stepped out and had pushed himself further and beyond that he had this lack of faith and stumbled and fell. Now, he did know who to turn to. He turned to the Lord, saying, Lord, save me. And if ever you're in trouble and you feel like you're sinking, now that's who you need to turn to. And immediately the Lord came and rescued him. And while Peter can be justly criticized for having that lack of faith, we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that the other apostles, where were they? Well, they're still in the boat. I sort of imagine them peeking out over the sides. They didn't have the faith to even get out of the boat and walk toward Jesus. And thus, we see the character of Peter. He's always trying to step out. He's always going a little further than the others. He's always first and going beyond. And yet, quite often, he will go out there and he will stumble. But when he stumbles, he knows what to do. He turns back to the Lord. Now, we read another place about Peter, and that is when Peter goes with Jesus upon the Mount of Transfiguration. And again, we see Peter stepping forth and sort of taking a lead in things. This is in Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 8. And you might want to turn there and follow with me as I read this out of the Scriptures. Matthew 17 and verse 1. After 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. And he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his garments became white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter answered and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, we will make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was yet speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, be not afraid. And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one save Jesus only. Well, it was a great confirmation to those apostles that Jesus was indeed more than just a man. And in fact, he was greater than Moses and greater than Elijah. But again, in this study of Peter, I want you to notice that it was Peter who had stepped out and said, We need to make these tabernacles. Well, it was not a good suggestion, and so he didn't make those tabernacles. But again, we see the impetuous Peter. Now, another account we read about Peter is found in the book of Luke. It's found actually in several accounts, but I want to read this one from Luke chapter 22. And it has to do with the time that Peter denied Christ. It says in Luke 22 and verse 54 about Christ in the garden, how that they seized him and led him away and brought him into the high priest's house. But Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the court and had sat down together, Peter sat with them in the midst of them. And a certain maid, seeing him as he sat by the light of the fire, and looking steadfastly upon him, said, This man also was with him. But he denied, saying, Woman, I know him not. And after a little while, another saw him and said, Thou also art one of them. But Peter said, Man, I am not. And after the space of about an hour, another confidently affirmed, saying, Of a truth, this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean. But Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he'd said unto him, Before the cock crow this day, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. Well, again, Peter. You know, when they came to arrest Jesus, Peter was the one that pulled his sword and was ready to defend Jesus to the death, as he had told Jesus he would do. He said, I would die for thee. And Peter told him at that time that before the cock crow thrice, thou shalt deny me twice. Well, Peter meant what he said, and he was ready to take on that mob. And then while the other apostles fled, Peter followed Christ. But then, warming by the fire, he was caught off guard and denied him. But then we read how, realizing what he had done, he went out and wept bitterly. And again, we're going to see Peter recovers from this and becomes to be that great preacher on the day of Pentecost. And we'll be reading about that in another lesson. Make sure you tune in to the Warren County Radio Bible School and have your Bible ready when you do. And anytime you can, come visit us at the church at Rock Cliff, and we'll have Bible studies there as well.